All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, September 24th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have some MLB action this late afternoon slash evening, and then we have some very late night tennis action as well ahead of Thursday night football tomorrow. So those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All righty. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Perfect. All right. And we did have a number of questions come in prior to the show. So we will start there and then just kind of see where we go. So first question today, is there a way to set overall exposure on a player in Showdown? For example, if I want Kenneth Walker in 100% of my lineups, but I don't care if he is captain or flex, I know I could go set him at captain 40%, flex 60%, but I don't want to specify that. I just want the top-ranked lineups with Ken Walker in any position. Okay, so good news is you can do this. Small caveat is that, you know, this only works if it is like a 0 or 100 kind of scale here. So, like, for instance, I couldn't say, like, I'm going to show you how to do this. You couldn't say do this for 80%, right? Like, you can't set total exposure kind of in between, but it does work for 100. So it might make more sense in a minute. So we go to the Showdown for tomorrow. I would go to rules. I would go to the add new rule. I know some users responded explaining this. Appreciate that, but just going to cover it here as well. You go to group manual, use at least one, and then you click in both versions of that player. So I go Kenneth Walker in the captain, and then I go over to the flex, and then I click him as well. I click save. So now the builder is going to make sure one of these two players are used. So it's going to find the lineups that he's in, and then it will kind of figure out what are the best rates to play him or percentages to play him in, like the flex versus the captain. But at least you'll know 100% of your lineups will have him in it. Now, you couldn't say, you know, play him in 80%, right? If you wanted to do like 80% or some number in between 0 or 100, you would have to set some type of min-max here in order to get that to work. So just some notes there, but that is how you do it. All right. Been noticing lately that late swap is ignoring my exposures in spite of using my build versus default settings in MLB last night set max player exposure to 30% and capped max stack exposure at 20%. After late swap, ended up with 50% Miller starting pitcher and 33% Houston. Miller had a lackluster performance and Houston put up one run. Still finished positive on the night, but can't help but think it could have been better. Had the Sims not ignored my inputs, is this a Saber issue or user issue? Had a similar situation in NFL this past weekend. Okay, so there are some differences in how the exposures you set are handled pre-build versus in late swap. So pre-build, it is very, very strict because none of the games have started. Now in late swap, basically late swapping is harder to do because of positional eligibility, because of salary and things like that. So pre-build, the builder tries to meet exactly what you say. In late swap, there are going to be lineups that are deemed exceptions to your rules where in order to perform any viable swap, it has to go outside the bounds or guidelines that you've set. It will try and get as close as possible to your requests, but it might not meet them all 100%. So my advice would be that if you care more about your exposures being honored than you do about any benefit of using late swap, then I wouldn't late swap. And I would only be willing to quick swap if a player is indeed ruled out. So late swap might not be the best option for you if you care more about the inputs that you have, because think about it more as like guidelines for late swap, but very strict kind of settings for like pre-build or pre-slate builds. So that's the best way I can describe it. But I think that those are your best options, quick swapping as needed only, and not choosing the late swap. All right, next question. When you're selecting your builds, what metrics are you looking at to help you determine when you've got the portfolio you're going to enter? Are you looking at ROI? If so, is there a target range? Okay, good question. So there's not really a target range I would be kind of aiming for. But like, so like, let's say we're going to build some lineups for the showdown tomorrow, right? Just make two required adjustments and kick this off. Okay, so build opens up. Let's say we're going to build like 20 lineups. Okay, sim runs. We'll run the diversifier. Okay, diversifier runs. Now our lineups populate, right? So there's a couple things that I'm mainly looking at to try and kind of analyze this to make sure that everything is where I want it to be, okay? Now, the big ones are going to be leverage in the player table. And then in my group, it's going to be these average projection and average ROI ones. So kind of a combination of these three, right? Leverage is going to tell you what players you are taking a stand on versus against here, right? You can sort by leverage positive, like highest to lowest. You can sort lowest to highest. So not only am I looking at the players I'm taking a stand on, I'm looking at the players I'm taking a stand against as well, right? Okay, so I analyze my leverages. And then if I decide to make any changes, I want to make sure that my projection and my ROI aren't dropping too significantly, okay? And this is a little bit subjective as to like how much is too much, but I'll just give you some ideas, right? Maybe, you know, I look at my leverages and I'm like, okay, you know, we're really low on Trey Benson. Obviously, this is the first week that James Conner is out and Benson is supposed to take over the backfield himself. Okay, well, actually, this makes me feel better about this. So the reason we're low on him in the flex is because we're high on him in the captain, right? So like we have like a lot of leverage on him and the captain, but then we have less leverage on him in the flex. That makes sense. Can't play him in both spots. So maybe I look at this and I'm like, well, you know, I come in here and I sort by highest projected, right? And maybe I have some opinion here. Maybe I don't want this much. Maybe I'm like, you know what? I don't know if, you know, he's actually going to do that good, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I want to lower this, right? Okay. So then I'm going to come in and lower this. Maybe I lower it to 35%, right? All right. So I'm going to make the change. I'm going to watch my metrics, right? Projection and ROI. And then they're at like 85 and 51, 85 projection, 51 ROI. I make the change at the captain. I apply the change. And then I wait and see what my lineups now are going to look like. And the good news is that it didn't change that much. So I should feel comfortable making that change and that knowing I'm still playing good lineups, right? The other side of that would be, okay, I've made these changes. My ROI, you know, tanked, right? It went from 50 to 25. I dropped like 3 points in projection. Maybe, you know, those were too aggressive of changes and I need to kind of like walk it back and maybe not be so aggressive with my adjustments, right? That would be like the other side, the bad side that I would be worrying about. But those are like the three big things because you want to see what players you're taking a stand on versus against and see if you agree with those. And then you want to make sure that any changes you do make don't have too big of an impact on your projection and ROI. When you're kind of happy with your exposures and your risks and your stands and, you know, your ROIs and your projections aren't suffering as a result of those changes, then I would say it's a good time to save those lineups and upload them to your contest. All right, next question. If two SaberSim users run the sims at the exact same time with no pre-built adjustments, do they get the same lineup pool? So the answer is no. The reason it is no is because when you go into our settings, this sim diversity slider, right? And it might make a little bit more sense on like this MLB slate for today. So we'll hop over here. Looks like our next question is MLB related anyways. All right, so we come over to MLB, and like we see like the sim diversity is like at 8, right? So notice we're using build mode sim, and then we have these sliders, okay? Now, what the sim mode is doing, right, the sim mode, it's taking a random number of game sims from every game on the slate, playing those out, and then building the best lineup possible. Now, we have 25,000 sims of every game on the slate. There are exponentially high number of different combinations of sims you can take each time. You can take, you know, one time you take sim 2,000, 5,500, and 12,500, right? And that's four. And then you could take so many different combinations, right? I'm just using four as an example. But it leads to somewhat different results every single time, right? Now, if we use optimizer mode, what optimizer mode does is tries and builds the highest mathematically possible projected lineup. If me and you ran a build at the same time using optimizer mode, then yes, we would get the same exact lineups because there's only one highest projected lineup, right? And then there's only one second highest projected lineup, but that's using, you know, the average projections here, right? Sim mode doesn't use average projections. What it does is say when we pull four sims, right? It plays those out, uses the average across those specific four for the player's score, and then uses that to figure out which player should go into the lineup. So there are just so many different combinations. That's why you don't get the same lineups as another user, even though you build at the same exact time. All right, next question. What are some proven ways to increase ROI in MLB? So good question. You know, it's going to depend on where you see you are lacking in contest flashback, right? So like say we go back to yesterday, we go to the contest tab. Oh, I'm actually on WNBA. Okay, so we'll go back to the main slate from yesterday. All right, so let's say I'm going to go and look at lineups in the rally cap, right, for instance. Okay, so I come in here, I go over to users. And let's say I entered, you know, 20 lineups, right? So I'm going to say greater than or equal to 20. I sort by sim ROI. And then I look at the users here, right? Shout out Mr. Clean, which is Scott on our team. So doing pretty good here, right? So let's say, you know, I come in here and maybe I'm a little bit further down on the list. And you know what? Maybe my name is losing it all, right? For instance, okay. So I am this user now, and I come in here and I look and I go, okay, why am I negative, you know, and some other users are positive, right? And I would look at characteristics, okay? Most of these lineups are above 49K. I'm above 49K. That's good. Average salary. I don't have any dupes. My average projection compared, like some of the top users, like 100 to 105-ish range. And I'm actually at 107, so I'm kind of higher. So, okay, you know, a lot of this stuff looks pretty good. You know, why am I grading out bad? We got to dig a little deeper, right? Okay, I go in and I look at my lineups. Okay, so this is kind of interesting, right? I am playing low correlated stacks, right? I'm playing 4-1-1-1-1s. I'm playing 3-2-1-1-1s. I'm playing, you know, 4-2-1-1s. And then my fourth stack is the first five stack, right? But I'm basically fading 5-2s and I'm fading 5-3s. It's like my initial impression here is that this user is playing cashier type lineups where they might not have as much upside, even though they have a very high projected score, right? These lineups are basically not correlated enough. So I can confirm that, right, by going and looking at like the top sim ROI, right? Okay, I come in here. Okay, look, you know, these lineups, 5-2s, 5-3s, 4-3s, and 5-1-1-1s, right? Basically flipped the script here on the type of stacks, right? Losing it all here was like fading a lot of these high correlated stacks. I'll say it again. It's really hard to say like, oh, you know, you just do this and that and you know, you're going to be better, right? You got to figure out, you know, where in your process are maybe you taking a misstep and then try and correct that step. And for everybody, it's going to be different, right? For some people, it's going to be correlation. For some people, it might be playing too low projected lineups. For some people, it might be playing too heavily duped lineups, depending on the format, right? But Contest Flashback is really, you know, the tool to answer the question. And, you know, the better you can learn to use this and analyze other people's lineups, the better results that, you know, you're going to have and better be able to solve that problem and increase your sim ROI here. All right, next question. Should I have separate builds for my 20 max winner take all satellites, or should I be running one whole lineup set with diversity portfolio? Thank you. Okay, good question. So I wouldn't recommend different builds. I think it's fine if you want to and you have the time to do so, but it's not really my like first recommendation. What I would recommend is having different templates set up for all the various type of contests that you're playing, right? So by default, you're going to have, you know, two SaberSim templates, one are single entries, one, it's called one per contest. I renamed it mine to two plus lineups to differentiate better here. I would just create a template, right? Like I did here, I think I was doing a demo for a user earlier where I did, hey, type is satellite or percent of first equals 100. I'm basically grouping my satellites and my winner take alls together. And I'm putting all of these lineups in one big group. So then what would happen, right? Let's say I'm playing a single entry, a 20 max, and like five winner take alls, or a combination of five satellites and winner take alls. Okay, I'd have three groups, right? Group one would be like a 20 max. Maybe I'm playing three single entries. And then maybe I'm playing, you know, five total lineups for my satellites, right? And then they would just be, they would come through with like some name like this. Okay, 20 max. Single entries, and then satellites, right? So I think this is sufficient enough in order to do it all within one build. I don't think you need to break it out. Totally up to you. Another consideration is whether or not you want the lineups that go into your sats to be their unique lineups or come from the others. So you could consider turning off the avoid duplicates across lineup groups toggle. So that won't guarantee that lineups from the others go into that one, but it allows for it, right? So lineups from the 20 could go into the single entry or the satellite template here. But if it's on, then it will make sure that that never happens. So totally up to you which one kind of better serves your purpose. But that's just another consideration to make. All right, next question. On an MLB main slate, after slate starts and players get marked out, what's the best process to swapping out players in, late swap, etc.? A little confused on the best process slash way to go on this. Okay, good question. So in my opinion, quick swap is the absolute best tool to get out players out of your lineups and get players who are playing into your lineups, okay? So when you come back into SaberSim after someone is ruled out, this lightning bolt icon is going to turn red. It's going to be like, hey, there are players in your lineups that have a zero projection, okay? That's what triggers it. I would use this first because this is going to get the out players out, the new players in, and then that gives you a quick way to update your lineups. So you at least have players who are playing in all of your lineups. Okay, quick swap is also very smart. There's a lot of customization that can happen there. It wouldn't be until after I've quick swapped that I do a late swap. Okay, now that's like kind of the sequencing that I would follow. We do have this using late swap in SaberSim article. These are new, by the way. A lot of written content as well as videos and screenshots along the way. Some people like to read, some people like to watch. We cover late swap, we cover quick swap, okay? So I would check out this article. Going to be very, very helpful. A lot of different frequently asked questions like along the way about it. So shout out to Mark who updated this. Really, really awesome. But check that out. But quick swap first and then late swap would always be my recommendation. All right. Before we move on, we have a question about this specific one. On the current question, what happens if you accidentally rebuild after the lineups are uploaded and then a player is out? Okay, good question. So the lineups in your build are not the lineups that we believe you are playing. The lineups we believe you are playing are the lineups that are in the contest tab. So the only way to update the lineups in your contest tab is to resave. So if you rebuild and then you resave, then we think those are your lineups. Okay. If you just rebuild, we still know your lineups are the last lineups you saved. Now, if you happen to resave by accident, right? What I would do is go to this upload entries icon, re-import your entry file from the fantasy site. And that is basically a way of saying, like SaberSim is saying, hey, tell me what lineups you're playing. Okay, it's getting the lineups from DraftKings, bringing them into SaberSim. And then you're saying, hey, these are my lineups. And then once this gets updated, it basically updates the lineups in the contest tab. So then the builder can go, oh, okay, these are their current lineups. So the lineups in your build don't matter as much. It just depends what the last save or last upload entries are. So this is how you can always restart. You can always re-bring in an entry file and kind of start over. All right. Look, this sounds like another follow-up. When you late swap, is there a way to keep templates the same from build one into the late swap? For example, I often do a bunch of satellites or multipliers that I have templates for. So if your templates aren't getting carried over, okay, one of two things can help you here. So let's go back to the late swap tutorial. So when you're in the late swap and you're about to generate it, okay, you can click this settings option in the bottom left. It says default. If you change it to the build you use, so like the default name for a build is build one, right? If you change it to build one, it should carry over your templates, okay? Now, if it doesn't for whatever reason, and that's something that we'd want to fix, just go into the templates and then re-click them. So any templates that you used, one, I would save them, right? Like anytime I build a template, I would save it. Then they're going to be available in this dropdown. So when you come into your late swap and let's say it doesn't auto-generate, you can just go into your templates, pick the ones you want, and then it will use those. So that's another thing that you could do there. Troy said, you guys are the best. Thank you very much. You're welcome, man. Happy to help. All right. Next question, I believe is this one. No, I answered that one. Next one's this one. Actually answered that one too. Okay, cool. Next question. So after you run an initial run, I use the ultimate package, so 5,000 lineups, and it spits out, I don't know, max ROI of 340%. Are you not looking to increase that ROI with your changes? Okay, good question. So it is technically impossible. Well, maybe not a portfolio, but with say you're using like just ROI, right? You were just sorting by the highest ROI lineups, right? Mm-hmm. Which would be something like, let's get rid of these other ones. Actually, we didn't build lineups for this. We built lineups for NFL. And let's refresh. So I'm going to show this real quick. Okay. All right. So we're going to build 500 lineups here. Max said, thank you. You're welcome. All right, so we're running this build. And then after we run the build, the sim's gonna kick off. Let's close this for now. Okay, so we're sorting by ROI here, just straight ROI, right? The ROI is 37%. Now, basically, this is like the point I wanted to make. Any change you make at this point is going to lower the ROI because it's choosing the highest ROI lineups possible already. So it's not so much a matter of making adjustments that make the ROI higher. It's more a matter of like managing your risk and making decisions that make you comfortable with the lineups that you're playing, right? I might have really high ROI lineups, but you know what? Maybe I don't want to play like 95% of Louis Castillo, right? For whatever reason, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, I could play 60% and have more shares in the field. I could play 65, right? Maybe I feel more comfortable at that level. By doing this, right, I'm going to lower the ROI, right? If I drop them like to 65, we're at 37.2. Okay, I apply this. And it drops us from 37.2 to 35%. But I'm a lot happier with the lineups that I'm seeing as a result of it, right? And you can do this more and more. Maybe 70% Altuve is too much, okay? You know, maybe I lower him to 50%, right? And again, you know, this will probably lower my ROI. It's less a matter of, the builder's going to give you, you know, what is like the best ROI like out of the gate. But it's more just like, hey, it is okay. I think this is important. It's okay to sacrifice some ROI in order to either manage your risk, to work in your takes, or just to get to a set of lineups that you're actually happy playing, right? So always be willing to give up a little bit. I would say don't give up too much, right? Like, hey, if we go from 37% to like 15, like, okay, maybe we made too many changes, right? But going from 37.2 to 33.9, it's really not that bad. And you know, I'm a lot happier with the lineups I'm seeing as a result of it, right? So can't increase your ROI post-build. Normally it will lower, but it's okay to do so. All right. Snowman says, should we use portfolio or our own uniques? Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday a little bit. So portfolio is going to be better than uniques. So it's basically the hierarchy is like portfolio plus, portfolio, uniques, ROI, and then probably Saber Score. I think I left that one out yesterday. I forgot about like ROI for like whatever reason. But portfolio is definitely our preferred sorting metric. That's why, you know, when you go to a template and you go to add new, you know, defaults to portfolio, we're always going to suggest our preferred option for you. So I would stick with that. Snowman said, what do you think of them calling me Saber Sim cheerleader? Snowman, I think that, you know, I think there's a saying if they hate you because they ain't you or something like that. So I don't have too many opinions there, but if you are upset about it, you can always reach out to our team and we can try and intervene and keep the peace. All right. Next question, does weather play into the projections? For instance, at Yankee Stadium, it's a 40% chance of rain tonight. Do you factor that in? Okay, good question. So we factor in some weather factors. It is temperature, wind direction, and wind speed. Okay, those are the three things we account for in the sim. Now, as far as chances of a delay go or chances of postponement, we do not directly account for those. Okay, a good weather resource is the Roto Grinders weather dashboard, which is a free tool for anybody to check out. Okay, so like I come here. Kevin Roth, who runs this, you know, very good meteorologist who's familiar with DFS, he'll post like thoughts on all the games. So like he'll post one for White Sox Yankees, a few off and on showers, more off than on. Not convinced anything here is delay worthy, but won't fully rule it out. So good news, right, is that this game has very low chance of like postponement. That would be like it's like green is good, yellow is like a little bad, orange is worse, and then red is like really bad. So nothing in the orange or red section here. So I wouldn't be overly concerned with anything bad happening with this game. Looks like a small chance of a delay. I'd probably leave it as is and not make any adjustments, but this could be like a really good resource for anybody who isn't familiar with it. And you can like scroll down and like see that specific game as well. So just wanted to call that out. There is one other thing in SaberSim that we do have. In the games section, we have this postponement chance, right? So you could say, hey, I think there is a, you know, 20% chance this game gets postponed or 10%, right? I would probably only use this if I am seeing like orange and red colors on that other dashboard. If I'm seeing yellow and green, I really wouldn't do it. It's not a delay chance. It's like, no, the game literally does not play. So that is the only time I would use that. But I just wanted to shed some light on it so people know it exists. Snowman said, thank you. You're welcome. All right. Taking a look here in YouTube and Discord. Looks like we're all set. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks.